Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, he's Jim DeRogatis, and we have crammed our brains so full of music there's no telling what's going to bubble up any given day. When one of us has a song we cannot get out of our heads, that means it's a candidate for the Desert Island Jukebox. Jim, you've got today's pick. Give us a hint about what you're going to go with.
Greg, I'm going to play one of the best British bands I bet you've never heard of, because I was completely ignorant.
All right, I am intrigued. That's going to be in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, you've got a very intriguing song, it sounds like, to play for us on the Desert Island Jukebox. What is it?
I do, Greg. I am not a huge fan of early 60s, mid-60s British blues bands, you know? I mean, it took me long enough to learn to appreciate the real deal from America. Obviously, some exceptions, like the Rolling Stones and the Yardbirds at their best. So I had never heard of this group. My buddy Tony in the band, you know, this is the good thing about being in a band. We sit and talk as much as we ever make bad punk rock music. He said, "You've never heard of the Groundhogs, have you? You've got to listen to the Groundhogs." You ever hear that band?
No, I have not.
So the Groundhogs were a British blues band founded in late 1963. Basically, the one constant member has been the guitarist, Tony McPhee, guitarist-vocalist. And early on, they ain't nothing special, all right? Their big claim to fame is they played a lot of John Lee Hooker's songs, and when Hooker went over to the UK in 64, they backed Hooker. That sounds like, you know, British blues 64 101. They undergo a transformation, though. Pare down, get rid of the harmonica player, and become a power trio round about 1969. And three albums follow, 70, 71, 72. Thank Christ for the Bomb, split, and who will save the world? The mighty groundhogs. They have clearly begun to drink the Kool-Aid laced with the LSD, Mr. Cott. And this band, I swear, invents stoner rock, psychedelic blues circa, 1970, long before anybody in the desert in America begins patenting that genre. There's still a blues band, but things are stretching out. Time is becoming elastic. There's this incredible, dirty, grunge sound, because they were never a great blues band, right? They were a little ham-fisted, but the LSD added to the mix makes everything, just surreal, and fuzz, and feedback, and weirdness. Those albums actually chart. At one point, the Rolling Stones are big fans, and they tour with the Stones in 71. They chart in the UK, but complete unknowns in the US. Then they kind of, I guess they get sober. They break up, they reform, they reform, they break up, they break up, they reform. At some points, Dave Anderson, the bass player of Hawkwind, begins to play with them. You know how much I love the Hawkwind,
you do.
Right? And that connection makes sense, because in the same way that Hawkwind were dirty, grungy bikers, but dreaming of universal expansion and touring toward the wet white light, right? There's this psychedelic element that's just fantastic. That middle album split of their trio of beloved records in the UK is particularly tuneful, and the song I'm going to play is called Cherry Red. This is very much like Psychotic Reaction by The Count Five, a great American Nuggets era psychedelic garage band. Same idea, right? This woman's leaving me and I'm losing my mind, So the idea of this woman having this guy, all night long I loved her, morning came too soon, I knew she'd be gone by the afternoon. I said, please don't go. Why? Because, his blood runs cherry red, cherry, cherry, cherry red when she's gone. I don't know what that means, right? There's not a lot of sense in these lyrics, and they're anti the man, anti establishmentarianism is also poorly kind of voiced. Thank Christ for the bomb. They don't really mean that. They, or maybe they mean that thank goodness the nuclear bomb hasn't fallen yet. Anyway, they're a little addled in the head. They're a little ham-fisted. They're a little long-winded. But man, listen to the grunge on this song, Cherry Red, from 1971 by the Groundhogs on Sound Opinions. Greg, every time I think that I have heard all the music that can be heard, especially in the gym vein of psychedelic, weird, punk, proto-punk, right? You discover something else you'd never heard, and you're like, how come I made it this far in life, 56 years, with no Groundhog's Cherry Red in it?
I don't know, Jim. That is one of those eternal questions that has no answer.
Well, that's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes of Sound Opinions, visit soundopinions.org. And to sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.